2,500 miles from Ground Zero, Arizona already has a memorial to the victims of 9/11. And like its counterpart in the East, it has generated quite a bit of controversy. There are claims that the memorial is not only unpatriotic, but offensive. From member station KJZZ, Renee Gattel reports.
Wesley Bolin Plaza is the grassy lawn stretching east of Arizona State Capitol. It's a quiet spot in otherwise busy Phoenix and home to the state's monuments. The newest addition is a 42-foot steel ring tilting skyward. It looks like a giant halo, and as you walk under it, you can read several dozen inscriptions visible in the shadows of the cement base.
It's a very stark memorial, and then when I started to read it, I realized that what it is a criticism of the United States.
That's Greg Patterson, a Republican former state lawmaker. He's offended by many of the inscriptions, which he says have nothing to do with remembering the victims of 9/11. Phrases such as, Congress questions why CIA and FBI didn't prevent attacks, or Middle East violence motivates attacks in the U.S. One of the worst, he says, is you don't win battles of terrorism with more battles.
I'm not saying that these things can't be spoken, but this is the official 9/11 memorial at the Arizona State Capitol grounds. And this is not how I want my family to remember 9/11, and I don't think it's how many Arizonans want to remember 9/11.
Members of the bipartisan commission that designed the monument say they were trying to be sensitive to the range of reactions to September 11th. But the criticisms haven't gone away in the state's conservative political climate. This past Friday, officials held an emotional four-and-a-half-hour public hearing. Arizonan Mike McAvoy lost a brother when the towers collapsed. He testified that many of the inscriptions don't belong on the memorial.
I think we need a fitting memorial that honors people without controversy, without political sentiment.
But at the hearing, opinions appeared evenly split. There was a lot of passionate, sometimes angry talk on both sides. Others quietly read from prepared statements, like Lois Pensiero.
The hurt that some have expressed in regard to the memorial inscriptions makes me sad. I think the inscriptions are broad and encompassing, and that we can learn from them.
The chairman of the bipartisan commission is Phoenix firefighter Billy Shields. He defends the memorial's most controversial phrase, you don't win battles of terrorism with more battles, by pointing out that right next to it, it also says, must bomb back.
Those two are there together, and that again expresses the range of views that people had. And there are people still today, there were then, that feel both ways.
Shields says commission members never meant to offend anyone, but they did make the conscious decision not to use the monument to list victims' names.
And that was input directly from the family members we had on the commission that lost loved ones. They said to me, and they said to the commission, we do not want or need another headstone.
Still, Shields says, in light of the public response to the memorial, the commission may consider removing some of the phrases. The board reconvenes in January to make that call. For NPR News, I'm Renee Gattel in Phoenix.